This is what it's like cooking from scratch on a daily basis. If you're new here, I'm Bob, and this week I'll show you how I prep food for the week ahead to help take the pressure off when things get busy. I started the day by getting fresh milk from the local farm. It always changes flavour this time of year when the cows are on fresh grass, and always has a slight sweetness, which I absolutely love. Then it was on to making sourdough. A few weeks ago I showed you how to make a starter, so now it's time to make it into a loaf. If you're new to making sourdough, I have an in-depth video on my page with the recipe showing you how. Once the loaf was rising, I made crumpets with the sourdough starter, which is a great way of using up any excess, and to be honest, they're probably nicer than the actual sourdough loaf. Plus, they can be frozen and put away for breakfasts. Next, it's onto my lunches for the week, and I decided to make a quiche. They might not be particularly trendy, but they're perfect for having a really filling lunch ready to go in the fridge and can easily be taken to work instead of a sandwich. You can fill them with whatever you have on hand. I use bacon, cheese, tomato, and plenty of fresh chives from the garden. I grew up with lots of sisters, so learning how to plait came in handy to add the final decorations. Next, it was time to prep the sweet treat. Let's be real, we all eat snacks during the week, so rather than live in denial and eat processed store-bought snacks when the craving hits, I like to predict my own weakness and be prepared. So today I made caramel slice, making the condensed milk for the center and then turning it into caramel. While it was cooling, I made a shortbread base and then poured over the caramel and left it to set while I melted the chocolate. At this point, it had been 4.5 hours since I started my sourdough, and for the last two I had been stretching and folding the dough. Now it was time to shape. I gave it a quick fold and then put it into the basket to prove. Having fresh bread is one of the huge pleasures of home cooking, so while I waited I made some flatbreads, which can be frozen and are perfect for lunches and dinners. Once the caramel had set, it was time to add the chocolate and also take the quiche out of the oven, which had been cooking for half an hour. Argus can be a bit unpredictable sometimes, so I almost burnt the quiche, but I caught it just in time. Now to cook the bread. I cut the baking parchment into a funny shape to give it a handle so I could lower it into the hot cast iron. Then, after 10 minutes of cooking, I took it out to cut deeper into it to open it up. Then it's back into the oven for 20 minutes and it's done. This wholemeal loaf can be eaten fresh or put straight in the freezer. Then finally, I realized I had lots of nice bits prepared but no main meal. So for this week's dinner prep, I made chicken noodle soup. I don't often eat chicken, as it's hard to find birds that have been reared well and had a good life, but it does exist, and when I do find some, I want to use as much of it as possible, and boiling it whole makes a lovely rich stock. I like to add lots of sweet corn and fresh greens, and I think every time I've made it, it's been slightly different. And of course, herbs. This is where arrogance gets you. It would have been easier to turn the sprinklers off, but I stupidly thought I could make it. Chives, turmeric, and lots of fresh chili give the soup a good kick, and all that's missing is to add the chicken back in and make up the pasta. I made pasta diamonds to replace the noodles in this soup, but I made them far too big, and when they expanded, the soup was crowded with them. But like I always say, cooking is about how to fix your mistakes, not just trying to avoid them, as they will always happen. And luckily, I got away with it this time. And all that was left to do for the day was to try the caramel slice. So that's a full day in my kitchen. Follow along if you wanted to cook more from scratch meals in your own.